This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
All right, we're going to go to the phones with Christopher in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Christopher, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you guys for being here.
Absolutely. How can we help?
Hi, I guess my question would be, I'm 22 right now, making about a little bit over 85K.
Whoa.
I guess my question would be kind of what exactly with being 22, some steps that I can take to make sure that I'm managing my money properly with making this type of money being this young.
Yeah, it's a great question, Christopher.
Great job, first of all.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a cloud engineer.
Great. So awesome. Oh man, okay, 22, making $85,000. Do you have any debt?
Right now I have about 9K in student loan, but I still have about a semester left, so I'm debating about just go ahead and pay it off. And I have about 40K saved up.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, to answer your question, yes, I would pay off that student loan. I mean, that $9,000 for sure. I'd pay that off and then cash flow that last semester of school, which is absolutely incredible. Well, I'll give you my top piece of advice, and then Christy, you can chime in. So at 22, I mean, you have so much going for you. The fact that obviously your income is amazing. You're going to be debt-free by the end of today. If it were up to me, that you just write the check and you do it. But, you know, I think the biggest mistake people make, Christopher, that we see all the time is that they're just not intentional. And I know that's a really broad piece of advice, but people really do. They float through life. They make great money, just like you, and they just spend and go, and they look up at 40, 45, and they realize, oh gosh, you know, I've tacked on some debt here. I don't really have a lot in retirement, and they feel themselves realizing, wow, I was not intentional with this money. And so if you really do kind of buckle down, live on a budget, which again, where you're at, a budget does not mean that it's going to limit your lifestyle. In fact, it's going to give you a lot of freedom to enjoy your lifestyle. And if you, I'll have you hang on the line when we get off the call here, because we'll give you a subscription to Ramsey Plus, because Every Dollar Plus is our budgeting app that helps with this and helps you budget and know exactly where every dollar is going. And there's something powerful about that. And then from there, being able to walk the baby steps. And again, with you, you pretty much are on baby step 4, 5, and 6 at this point, meaning that you'll be out of debt. You have a fully funded emergency fund, and you're going to be able to start investing into retirement, saving up for a house if you haven't bought a home and that's something you want to do in the near future. And really, I mean, you're going to walk this path so fast, Christopher, which is amazing. And to be able to just be extremely generous as well. And that's another piece of that puzzle I would put in. But all of that to say under the umbrella of just do things on purpose.
Yeah.
Be intentional. Don't just float through life with your money.
Yeah. The only thing that I would add, Christopher, just in consideration of the overall plan that Rachel just laid out for you, the one thing that's specific to you is your age. And so you are at such a young age and coming into a season of life where a lot of people experience a lot of transition. So I love how much money you have saved. I would just continue to add to that. In addition to, you know, paying off the debt, like she said, and cash flow in college and starting investing and all that, just continue to stockpile cash, because if and when you're ready to buy a house, you've got a down payment. If you decide to get married, you've got some money for a wedding, a honeymoon, whatever. And so there's a lot of people experience a lot of very expensive life changes between 20 and 30 in a lot of cases. And so you're already on that track. Just maybe go above and beyond your 3 to 6 months expenses from a savings standpoint, because you may want to access that money for a house down payment, that type of thing. And you could start now, and then, gosh, you have that much more to put down when and if you're ready to do it.
Yeah.
But you're doing awesome.
Yeah. Christopher, can I ask you know, what was your upbringing like? Did your parents like talk to you about this stuff, or you just kind of happen to not have a ton of student loans but great income, or kind of what's your story?
It's kind of a little difficult to explain. Came from, you know, went ahead and got adopted young age, and got into a couple situations, actually have kids very young, and that's kind of what really made me kind of start focusing and so on.
Yeah.
And so since then, I just know that I want to be ahead in life for them and so on. And I guess just wanting to go back where I came from and starting an orphanage, opening something like that. And I know that I have to work hard from a young age to be able to do that. I guess that's really was my upbringing, just making sure that I can get ahead as young as possible and to be able to do all the stuff that I have planned and making sure my kids have a good life ahead of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
I love that. Oh, absolutely. I mean, just obviously calling in and being aware of the responsibility that you have, because that is one thing, you know, you consider. We talk about money here a lot, and money, I always say, is a tool to create a life that you love. You want to take control of it, but it is a tool. It's not the end all be all. It's not the thing that's the number one goal that you know you're working towards. It's just cash and money. It is a tool to do life with. I mean, it is a tool to create a life that you want. It's a tool to be able to help people. And so making any kind of money, I mean, you know, if you have two cars and food in your refrigerator, you're like in the top 2% of the universe or something, right? Yeah. I mean, like, so there's just a level of responsibility that we all have and that we carry to do this well, to do this well and not let the money ruin us from an emotional standpoint or a financial, where you go into so much debt and it's stressful and, you know, you're working a job you hate to pay bills, all of that. But really seeing this as, okay, this is a responsibility. How do I do this well?
Yeah. And it was like you were just talking about being intentional. I mean, you already have been, Christopher, with having $40,000 in savings. That didn't just appear in your bank account.
That's right.
You have been intentional and worked really hard to get there. I think just following those baby steps and continuing that, you're going to be able to set yourself up to do those things you just described for the legacy you want to leave, to be the type of person you want to be, to help the people that you want to help. And I think that's awesome. And when you have a deeper why, that is what fuels you way more than anything at the surface. And you do, Christopher, you do. Well done.
Absolutely. And to show that your past does not dictate your future, your past choices, you can make decisions today to change not just who you are, but even your money habits and what you're doing with this. So well done, Christopher. Very, very awesome.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.